Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. And for this week, we are looking at the Grand Cardinal Cross. Yes, this is a major, major week that we've been in. You know, so major that before I even bother tuning in, before I even, you know, just start to even go there, I'm going to capture the energy of what it has collectively felt like out there for all of us through song, through music. So right on, sit back, relax. I'm sure all of us are feeling so much, man, and we're on the very tail end, and we're going to get into all the details of what's going down and what's coming up. But let's see if this actually matches the vibration of what this week had in store for us. Thank you. nothing like a little tension through the week. I hope that particular song helped capture just the type of energy that we were contending with during this grand cardinal cross. Yes, it's been, well, revolutionary. Let's take a moment to tune in for those of you who are new to the Master's Playground and those that are, you know, pretty much used to tuning in, either live or post. We tune in by placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras and chanting the Adi Mantra three times. We do so while focusing on our brow point. Anyways, just follow along and just listening to this will help shift the energy. But if you join along, it'll shift it a little bit more. So here we go. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om shift. Oh, I'm telling you, chanting is it. It really does help balance everything out. Okay, so let's just jump into what's happening with this particular episode. It is called the Cardinal Cross for a reason. We are, since the 21st, I believe it was, since the 21st, we have been hit in what is known as the Cardinal Cross. So what is that? Okay, for those of you that are totally... the most that you know about astrology is opening up the, you know, newspaper and, you know, just going, okay, what does my sign say or whatever. You know, the science of astrology goes very, very deep. And we, you know, and I say it in every episode when I'm here, we are in amazing times. We really are. And so what I mean by that is that, you know, the planets are doing things that it hasn't done in centuries. You know, it's doing things that we have never seen in our lifetime before. So, you know, with all of that, what's happening, let's just break it down a little bit, okay? So since February, there were three planets, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto. All right, those three planets form this tense formation that's known as a T-square. And this happens when two planets are opposing each other and a third one wedges itself in between at a right angle between both of them. So since mid-February, these three planets, again, Jupiter, you know, one big mama jama, big daddy, I should say, of a planet, Uranus, which is totally energetic and totally out there and kind of wild and crazy. And then Pluto, that's just kind of revolutionary, you know, as a whole, it really tends to the subconscious, you know, Pluto, it's, we'll get into this all, you know, shortly, but they moved even closer to one another. And it was like three people crowded in a cramped elevator or a space. And the closer that they got, the more we feel the friction. Okay, so that started to happen for all of us. Now the gifts of this square, again, we have a T-square, right? The gifts of the square is that they force us to deal. Okay, I'm gonna rinse and repeat that. They force us to deal. All right. Whatever we've been stuffing down or ignoring, you know, will come up. So it's been coming up since February, right? And if you courageously confront it, your life could transform forever. Okay. So it's kind of beautiful. All right. So now cut to this week, right? By mid-April, we had a fourth planet, Mars, the warrior, war. Conflict, you know, very intense energy started retrograding and fell and entered into that mix. Okay. And it created what's known as a grand cardinal cross. Okay. In astrology. And so basically now you have a full cross, right? So we have Pluto, Jupiter, you know, Pluto facing off with Jupiter, and then we have Uranus facing off with Mars. So it's quite the party. So this occurred on the apex of this energy occurred on the 23rd. And I believe that was on Wednesday. And, you know, when they all stayed and they all stationed at this very magical number, 13 degrees. All right. So it was a very eventful day. And You know, it definitely was for me. I could tell you that for sure. And I'll get into that shortly. But it was a breaking point of some kind for everyone. It was the rising energy that was impossible to ignore. And it forced us to, you know, into action, ready or not. But breaking points are also turning points. So this is a hidden gift of the Grand Cross. This is the magic of what is kind of happening. Now, mind you, it's not easy. It hasn't been easy. I can pretty much guarantee that a lot of you out there actually had a good amount of headache, you know, or I know I personally was, you know, like, oh my God, my head is just throbbing. What's going on? You know, because I was just sort of in the moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on? And it was as if it was like, I don't know if you've seen those retro movies where they're like kind of cranking something and it's like, you know, building pressure and just, that's how my head, you know, felt. And word on the street is that a lot of people were suffering from migraines. A lot of people were just, you know, on edge. The breaking point. So what are squares and oppositions, right? So what, you know, in astrology, predictions are based on angles. They're also known as aspects, okay, and in between the planets. And so these angles can either be soft and easy, right, or they can be hard and challenging. When we deal with squares and oppositions, because, again, we're facing off all these planets, when we deal with squares and opposition, these are two major aspects, you know, they're major hard aspects, that is. The effect is like countries locked in political battle, right? And who are forced to come to some type of peace treaty, even though they don't, and they have to compromise and they have to try to work it out, but nobody really wants to give in. That's what the energy feels like when there's a face-off, you know, going off like this. So I mentioned that it's a grand cardinal cross. Okay. So what does cardinal mean? You know, what, you know, hey. So in astrology, there's all these different types of signs, right? Not only do we have the, you know, the names of, you know, Aries and Pisces and, you know, and then we have Taurus, you know, it's not in that order, but in general, you know, we know our sign. But we also have, you know, these types. Okay. You know, there's water signs, there's earth signs, there's, you know, a variety of different, well, you know, four major ones. So when we're dealing with cardinal signs, we are focusing on home, work, self, and relationships. Okay. So what are the cardinal signs? So what does it mean, right? So we have these planets that faced off, right? And then we have the wheel of astrology. And within that wheel of astrology, the planets, when they squared off, they were in certain signs. Okay. And those signs happen to be cardinal signs. So when we look at Aries, you know, that's a cardinal fire sign. And that pertains to the self, the ego, and individual concerns. All right. Then we have Cancer. It's a cardinal water sign. Right. And we deal with home, family, roots, security, and emotional foundation. That is Cancer. Then we have Libra. It's a cardinal air sign. And that's relationships, interpersonal matter, mutual, you know, kind of like a mutual energy and compromise. Then Capricorn, that's cardinal earth. And with Capricorns, my Cappies, love my Cappies, work, career, public life, and image. So these were a lot of the focus, the primary focus were highlighted with this particular cross. So right on. So there we go. All right. So that's a little astrology 101 for you, you know, just a little intro. So what happens when this stuff starts to, you know, these planets fell into these signs? Okay. So we'll take a look at Uranus in Aries first. Okay. Now with Uranus, we have a lot of, let's see, it's power to the people. That's the term that comes to mind. Now, with power to the people, what I mean by that is Uranus is the celestial liberator, okay? It's it indicates radical change and rails against anything that feels like suppression. All right. It's Uranus, it sparks a quest for individual rights and freedom, but it can have a rash and destructive side in its quest. So I'm going to go ahead and pause right there and sort of, you know, it's a very energetic planet. It gets very, you know, it's very, it's not, you know, I'm going to fall asleep and kind of, it's like, you know, it's not war. It just, it's a liberator. It just has that energy. So it really deals with upheaval, change, and liberation. So with that, I'm going to transition into our next song that kind of captures what? Freedom.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Christy Stereo. Okay. And in this show, we've been talking about the Grand Cardinal Cross. It is a serious party that's happening of transformation. It is beautiful. It is intense. It's been just like this culminating energies. All right. So we've been looking at the different planets and what's happening, you know. So the first one that we covered was Uranus being in Aries, and it was really power to the people. You know, it's a liberating, you know, position, and with that, you know, combo package, if you will. Then we have Jupiter in Cancer. Okay. And with Jupiter in Cancer, it's a planet of expansion, luck, and abundance. It's open to new worldly influences. And Jupiter is exalted in its happy place, which is Cancer. So visiting, okay, so this position is going to be happening until mid-July of this year. So it's really focusing on the domestic Cancer and expanding our concept of home, family, and compassion, okay? So far, we're liberating, we're increasing our level of what we consider to be, you know, what's our home, what is our family, what is our, you know, and what's beautiful is we're also increasing compassion, not only for ourselves, but for, you know, those reflected mirrors, also known as others, which is really non-existent. But all right, anyways, that's a whole different, you know, radio or episode. So I was going to play a song that focuses on family at this point, but I actually have quite a bit of info to, like, you know, share with you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and just skip right on over that one and go right into Mars in Libra. Okay, now this one is a serious contender. All right. Mars started going retrograde and it positioned itself at 13 degrees to join this party known, you know, of the other planets. And it's Mars is a warrior Mars. However, it's positioned in the peacemaker of Libra. And it's going to stay there until July 25th, 2014. You know, it's going to start going direct, you know, at some point here in, you know, I think it's May 20th. But then it's still going to be kind of, anyway, so long story short, Warrior Mars is in Peacemaker Libra. And even though it sounds like a contradiction, which it certainly is, Libra is a sign of relationships. Okay, so much of the conflict that we're dealing with at this particular time deals primarily in that arena. You know, it's during this period, it's around negotiations, interpersonal dynamics, and perhaps having to stand up, you know, and really, really kind of just go, this is me. This is what I, you know, it's sort of like a little like, I kind of look at it like grabbing a megaphone and just going, this is what I need. Okay. This is what, you know, or it's butting heads with others. But what's beautiful is that it's in the sign of Libra so that we're, you know, we're able to go ahead and see the other side, you know, we're able to understand what's happening over there, you know, not so much with too much judgment, you know, cause you know, that's a limited party and just go writing people off or whatever. But in general, it's really having us just go, wow, you know, we totally differ on this or that. And, okay, but you know, that's where you're coming from and that's where I'm coming from, but it definitely has that tension that's happening. But regardless of what's those certain energies, there's also a magnetism that's happening. Okay. At least in my personal experience, and you know, in the experience of what, you know, I'm seeing others around me going through as well. So with that in mind, I want to debut a song by a music producer peer of mine. His name is DJ Drew. And, you know, I have a good amount of love for this guy. He is a serious, serious talent. We ended up going to the same, you know, music production school together in general. And we've collaborated here and there. Well, we've had the intention to collaborate, but, you know, he really is an audio engineer master. He's completely brilliant with his treatment of sound. And, you know, randomly, a few days ago, he sent me a new track of his. And, you know, mind you, we hadn't really talked in a little bit, you know, because there's been so many fun changes. And then I get this from him. And so I want to go ahead and bust it out. It's called Gravity, which, by the way, listen to the words, man. This is why I'm playing it. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That is my man, DJ Drew. Drew being D-R-U-E. He is amazing. I fell in love with the song at Go. I really did. He sent it to me and I didn't know what was going on. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, let me check it out. And I hit play and I'm driving, to my day gig, right? And silky smooth, man. It was amazing. And I immediately was like, texting him. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So much love, DJ Drew. I love Gravity. Thank you so much for sharing that with me and allowing me to go ahead and share it with the Masters Playground. Right on. Beautiful. All right. So that song was complimenting Mars. Okay. So that, what we're dealing with Mars in general. Okay. And for those of you that are just tuning in and going, what? I thought this was like a dance show. No, this is a cosmic show with a lot of great music. So in general, what's happening, Mars going retrograde is having us look at our relationships, our interpersonal relationships, and we are gravitating. Thank you, DJ Drew. We are gravitating to our attention to all of that. And, it could be, love interest or, you're just revisiting things as a whole pertaining to relationships, specifically how you relate to the relationship, and it has a sort of, speaking up a little bit of, what it is that we want and butting heads a little bit. But that's cool, because it needs to happen. So the last planet that's going down, right, in this cardinal cross is Pluto in Capricorn. And this is a penetrating Pluto, okay? It rules our shadowy, unconscious impulses, hidden power dynamics, and all things of intrigue. So it sounds like quite the party to me. I mean, it really sounds like, Velvet Rope, Studio 54, the intrigue of it all, shadowy side. And it's pretty much going to camp out there until 2024 in Capricorn. So yeah, we're dealing with a lot of unconscious impulses as a whole for what? A decade. I'm like, what? This is like some serious committed energy, man. This is crazy. All right. So what are we looking at? Capricorn is the ruler of structure, systems, and the powers that be. Okay. It's a transformative Pluto. So what this means is that it's revealing corruption and the need from the ground up change in governments, corporations, family systems. Okay. Family systems and, all the other pillars in our society. So I'm going to go ahead and bust out a song that's just so incredibly appropriate for this amazing bringing down of the system, man. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and transition into our next song, Bulls on Parade.
Power dawn.
Hold on. There's a playlist going on. Oh my God, I love that song. It's, oh, you know, when you bust it out, man, you just, you know, take that song off the record shelf. Yes, I'm going retro record shelf and just blow the dust off and just go, oh my God, I forgot how much I love this song. It's so appropriate. Yes, Pluto and Capricorn. What? Upheaval. Let's do this. Let's revolutionize. Okay. So, not. Let's, it's really looking at the shadowy side of things and transforming it. So, I mean, these are really hip times, man. It's going to be happening for 10 years. So, you know, I mean, we're in the Grand Cardinal Cross right now. So there's things that are being illuminated, you know, and this party is going until, you know, our solar eclipse that happens on Monday. All right. And that's going to happen in Taurus. So in between now and then, what's going to be happening is, you know, we're still in the cross, right? So what are the energies? Okay, so I talked about, you know, what the planets and in their, you know, the cardinal sign that they're resting in and what, you know, energetically is being highlighted. But let's take a look at what it is when they're like pushing and pulling on one another, because it's forming this cross, right? So we've got two planets that are like, you know, hold on, let me do that again. You know, just totally opposing. So what are the energies, all right? So Jupiter versus Pluto. It's so WWF right now. Jupiter versus Pluto. Okay, when expansive Jupiter and controlling Pluto oppose each other, growth comes at a price. Yes. Right on. The cost. This is the cost. This is the tally, if you will. The bill that is due for your evolution, all right? So it's... the shadowy Pluto will make you deal with the hidden, buried stuff that you've swept under the rug, okay? Since they are in the sign of Cancer, the home, right, and Capricorn, career, there could be some intense work-life rebalancing to do. You know, a lot of people I know are communicating, I quit my job, man. I couldn't take it anymore. You know, so there's a lot of shifting that's happening. It's really groovy. All right. So I'm not saying go out there and quit. I'm just saying, you know, this is what some people have been, you know, telling me. So issues related to your mother, Cancer, right? And your father, Capricorn, may come up. Perhaps through the way that you deal with authority figures. Okay. Let me stop right there. That was my issue this week. I don't like people telling me what to do. I don't, man. I just don't. But you know what? I found the compromise. That's just, it was so hard for me. All right. And events related to security in your living situation. So that's the party. That's the tug of war that's happening between Jupiter and Pluto to the O. Okay. Now, when this is going down, as this is going down, you could find yourself doing a lot of emotional and mental processing. Okay. I have peers out there that are like, including myself, actually. We're all thinking, oh my God, I'm feeling so many emotions and I'm thinking so much, thinking. So people have reported restless sleep, stressed out dreams, or just a general sense of, you know, something's off, man. Something's off. You know, I know that I went through like intense headaches. I know I said it earlier in the show, but that's just what I went through. And okay, so it's your unconscious offloading some serious buildup. That's, it's just time, you know, it's a detox. We're tending to that subconscious junk, poo-poo, you know, it's time. That's the cost of our evolution. Yes. So that's the WWF match had with Pluto and big Jupiter, ladies and gentlemen. Then we have the showdown going down between Mars and Uranus. Okay. On this one, can I just say anger management alert? Mars and Uranus are two of the most rash and brash planets in all of the solar system. So, you know, do you hear the bell going? Ding, ding, you know. All right, the match is on, ladies and gentlemen. Mars is the warrior and Uranus is the revolutionary. All right, since Mars is in Libra, it's, you know, relationships. And with Uranus in Aries, it's about the self. Okay, so you might feel like your own rights are being trod upon, you know, by other people's demands. Okay, so that's kind of, you know, some of the showdown action that's been happening this week. Now, those acting selfishly at the expense of a relationship will need to get better at compromise, all right? And people who are being doormats in a relationship might need to grow a couple pair of, you know what I'm saying, you know? Or as they say in East LA, cojones, okay? You know, it's time to stand up. All right, so that's the showdown. But also remember the compromise, you know? It's really important that we don't allow anger management, you know? I know I lost myself a little bit this last week. I was just like, you know, authority figures, what, you know, it just triggered past and like, what is going on? This has been one heck of a ride. Now, it really kicked into gear on the lunar eclipse, which happened, you know, a couple weeks back, right? And there was a little bit of drama that went down with that, I guarantee you, okay? And then we've been building up all this tension. And I know that all of us are walking out around there just all pressured and like tweaked and, you know, just, ugh. So now what's happening is it's starting to dissipate. But let me tell you something. It's not done until Sunday. And the moon is going to, okay, I know this is a lot of astrology, but let's just go with it, man. You know, just, you know, smoke what you need to smoke in order to just take this ride with me. Just go there. All right. So Uranus, okay, we've got this like amazing out of control planet, which is, you know, when it's in Aries, which is focusing on the self, right? Then we've got the moon that's going to be moving, you know, into that party right there. So what's going to be happening is there's going to be something that one last, you know, I don't mean to be so crude, but one last bitch slap, you know, this cardinal cross has for us. And that's going down on Saturday. So, you know, there's anything could happen, man. Anything could happen. But just know that check thyself, child, because we're dealing with the ego. We could easily fall, you know, victim to our own victimhood, if you will, you know, standing up for ourselves, blah, you know, getting all, you know, a little crazy. So just anticipate that there's going to be some cray cray energy happening on Saturday. It could be amazing, like out of the blue. Uranus is very, you know, things just happen out of the blue. Or it could be very tension filled because we are in this cross. Regardless, starting Monday, we have the solar eclipse in Taurus. And so what's going to be happening moving forward, it's going to, man, the tension is just going to ease up finally. You know, we're on our way out of this cross energy. And what's going to happen with Taurus, it likes to, you know, really focus on, you know, working towards beautiful things, harvesting. And all of this party that we've been going through recently has highlighted all of these thought patterns in us, right? We've been inspired in different ways. So what does that mean, man? So like, I pretty much know that, you know, a lot of us have had, you know, sort of sparks of, you know, things that we want to do, things that we want to manifest. But with Mars in retrograde, it's sort of like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you want to bum rush something and like you're being held back. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wait, come on. I totally want to do this. And it's not quite happening. Well, now, starting Monday, guess what? Now we could take those seeds that we discovered that are in our soul, man, you know, that are in our consciousness, stuff we really want to do and really go for it. Okay. So it's about harvesting. It's about really nurturing, really focusing. And as we progress throughout the week, there's going to be a lot of clarity that kicks in, you know, a lot of mind activity too. You know, I can get into the astrology of it all, but basically there's going to be a lot of mind activity. We're really going for it now. That's essentially it. And we're going to feel lighter and brighter, a lot more purposeful, less restricted, and less stress the hell out, hopefully, you know, unless you had an anger management issue that went down and you're going to have to deal with the repercussions of that or something. But right on. So that's what's coming. Excuse me. All right. So it is customary on the Master's Playground for me to draw, turn to tarot. Yes, Kabbalah tarot to be exact. And because that's how I roll, people. And that's how, you know, I like to take the cards and line them up next to the tree of life, you know, and see what's going on. All right. So I always, you know, do a little cosmic check-in, and I'm like, okay, what are the energies? As a collective consciousness, cards, talk to us. You know, communicate what energies are coming, what we could work with for this coming week. And we drew, cut to the camera here, right on, we drew the Emperor. Look at that. It's absolutely amazing. All right, so what's happening with the Emperor? It's a benevolent leader, okay? And it leads with consideration for others, his subjects, okay? So there's a lot of, you know, little compromised, you see how it's all coming back? A lot of compromised energy, but leading, okay? That's the key word. We're now leading. We're leading ourselves. We are our own masters, of course. So, doing what's best for his people. Okay, so there's a lot of consideration again. There's a lot of consideration for others, but it also focuses a lot of energy on if you're going to do something, then do it now. Okay, so that's what the our emperor is communicating to us. Okay, if you're going to do it now. Okay. Pursue things aggressively. Okay, just don't shove people out of the way when you're doing it, all right? And then, you know, I asked, all right, so what are some additional energies that we can work with and I, you know, to help us, you know, navigate? And I, you know, ended up getting the Six of Wands. And it's really about following our destiny, but knowing that there's more to unfold, okay? So there's still a little bit of a mystery tour. There's a sense of doing the right thing, but we don't know why it is. We just trust it, okay? We're supposed to be in the now, okay? We're supposed to fulfill our purpose one day at a time. So welcome to your week. Go for it one day at a time. Consideration of others, you know, doing the right thing, right? Do you see the beauty? I do. Anyways, right on. So that's the vibe. You have been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. I just returned from an amazing, amazing performance in Texas. And you know what? You people get down out there, man. I love you guys all so, so much. It's been amazing. So there's live footage of the performance. There's also merchandise that I have on sale at chrissystereo.com. Some amazing badass t-shirts, you know, and my services are available to all of you. We've got shamanic work that's happening. We've got sound healing work that's happening, and we've got tarot work that is available for you as well. And then, you know, of course there's, you know, the house music. So do check out chrissystereo.com. And as we get into this flow of this coming week, all right, remember we have one last bitch slap, you know, that's going down on, I can't believe I'm saying that, but whatever, on Saturday, okay? So just check thy ego at the door. Do your best, you know, and, you know, we're finishing off and then we're moving forward with our, you know, all these seeds that we've tapped into. I love you all. I'm going to close out with a short Satnam and send you off in peace. Satnam. Blessings, everybody. I love you. Be well.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 The divine. Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master's Playground.